brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's go to Evan in Pennsylvania. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you today, man?
Good, brother. Thanks for calling.
Good. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about that charlatan we have in office that we call a president, right? Here's my theory, Alex. With the 9th and 10th Amendment under our Bill of Rights, these act as bookends, right? And it gives us the order that, although it may not be said, it's up to us to restore order if men choose to pervert the Constitution.
Well, yeah, that's what the Declaration of Independence says. No, but that's why they now teach at West Point the Declaration of Independence is a terrorist document.
Oh, clearly. Well, my point is here is I was seriously considering going down myself and arresting Eric Holder for President Obama by myself. The problem that I seem to run into, I don't know who would anybody that would actually charge them.
Well, sure. But, No. They've got the major courts, the Injustice Department, which is a terrorist organization at the top. There's plenty of people in the Justice Department, I guarantee you, that know all this is true. The whole government's not bad. I want to be clear about that. It is a coup. It is criminal groups. And people do like to try to arrest Karl Rove and stuff. That actually has an effect. He ends up not wanting to go to a bunch of countries now and has been indicted and stuff. And same thing with Henry Kissinger, for stuff he's done. And so it's the same deal is that when Obama comes to town, say like he's up in Dallas, if you can get in front of the cameras and with handcuffs and say, I'm here to arrest Obama. I'm here to arrest him for... You know, high crimes and misdemeanors or letting felons get our personal data with Obamacare. You know, I'm here to arrest him for Fast and Furious. That is a good stunt. But and just that idea does move the ball down the road. But state legislatures should be convened in emergency session to call for special state prosecutors to move with investigations and move for state grand juries to indict the president. And just the moral authority of that. Is something that needs to be done. I mean, listen, Congress needs to be having investigations about the purge of the military or hearings about why they say NATO's over our military or why our government's funding Al-Qaeda or Fast and Furious, but they're not, are they?
Oh, unfortunately, and that's the point. You know, who do we go to if the people that are supposed to hold these clowns accountable won't hold them accountable? Well, who the heck do we go to? I mean, we can't just lock.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. They're using our tax money against us. And for anybody that's running a small operation or can, now I really feel guilty even paying taxes to the Federal Reserve because I know it's not used around the country. But I have to because I'm in the spotlight and run a media operation. I mean, I'm not giving advice. It's time, though, I believe it would draw consent from the system. I mean, because they're going to tax us to a point where we go bankrupt. That's the plan. Under Cloward and Piven, the architect of Obamacare admits on Fox it's meant to bankrupt the country. So we have a duty now to not pay off student loans to big six banks. We have a duty. I mean, I'm not saying do this. This is your decision. But more and more, you have a duty. You've not heard me say we need to attack red light cameras until recently. And I'm not saying do that. I'm just saying sometimes they get hurt. Sometimes the camera falls down. I mean, at a certain point, we got to push back a little bit here. I don't want a civil war, physical civil war, so we better do everything up to that now to stop that. Because the last thing I want to do, because see, I know the globalists are going to sit offshore while we all kill each other. I really am sick of them winning. We're going to lose. We lose when that TSA guy gets shot, because people are mad. If you believe that wasn't staged, probably was. But regardless, we lose. That's why they stage stuff, because it's not good. It's terrible. That makes them look good. But no, the tyranny's so great, no amount of that is going to put it back together again. Thank you, Evan. I got to go. I'm sorry to Jason, and I'm sorry to Simon and Alan and Rashid and others. You call me back tomorrow. I promise I'll go to you. We'll put you to the front of the line tomorrow when we take phone calls. If I'm back tomorrow, you never know nowadays. Man, this country is in deep trouble. They ship in the drugs to destabilize things, give them an excuse to militarize police. Then they stage terror attacks, blame it on Muslims or let Muslims do it so that they can then set up a domestic checkpoint system. Then they flip it to the Tea Party. I mean, it's very elementary. They said they would always do it. That's how I told you. I didn't predict all this. It's all public. It's all public. Back tonight, 7 o'clock. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the sixth day already of November 2013. Before you know, it'll be 2014. It is Wednesday. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. No guest today unless we get Mr. Bongino, the Secret Service agent, on. That's one of the top stories on DrudgeReport.com right now. Unless we get him on the broadcast, we're not going to have any guests. Also, I am working on getting WorldNet Daily writer on F. Michael Maloof, who has just been talking to major general after major general, one of them Congressional Medal of Honor winners, one of the most respected, well, the word is he's the most respected retired Army general, saying there is a purge of the top military if they will not carry out Obama's unconstitutional orders. And the word is, folks, it is the litmus test that we broke last year and then confirmed, triple confirmed this year and the last few weeks, quadruple confirmed, from recently retired Navy SEALs talking to high-level officers like Ben Smith, right through to our military police friends sending us video out of a briefing of military police in Arizona. Absolutely, 100%, undoubtedly, and it just hit me this morning. I walked into my TV reporters, to my print reporters, and I said, listen, just because we've been the experts on this and been up out front on it, no one knows we've been reporting on this for a year. We've got to really all write articles about this, including Paul Watson and Steve Watson, everybody, on every angle of this, because folks are finally talking. And the military now, down to sergeants, are being asked, will you fire on American citizens? Are you ready? And they have now fired upwards of 200, ladies and gentlemen, 200 top military brass, admirals, generals, and right down to colonels. In fact, there's one of our articles from January on it. 9 months ago, or I guess 11 months ago now. Wow, time just flies. Nobel Prize nominee Obama asked military leaders if they will fire on U.S. citizens. And then I confirmed that that was in the new manuals. We got the manuals, posted them, that they're training to carry out military operations, including seeing the American people as hostiles during cordoning of cities, gun confiscation. Stuart Rhodes, the head of Oath Keepers, says that it's just flooding him with special warfare, saying that they're being prepared for it as well. And it's and they're freaking out, I mean, as they should be. And I told you, they're not going to just gear all this up and then not have a reason to launch troops against us. They will stage mass shootings. They will bomb buildings. They will attack shopping malls. And they will blame us. This is just basic A, B, C, D, E, F, G takeover operations. This is how communists and subversives, when they're in control of the executive, do it. They stage stuff, they blame it on you, and then they launch the military against you to find out who won't follow orders. The military culls the resistance, the counter-revolutionaries, the American people, the red, white, and blue, the good guys. They knock us out, tears up the military in the same process. Then they purge the military. Now, first they purge them in a non-bloody purge, historically. It always works the same. This has been done for thousands of years, and tyrants study it and know the most effective program. So let me now, from a historical-based analysis, integrated with all the current info, all the pieces of the puzzle are now in place. I just got chills. I'm basically living in chills now. I just cannot believe that we're in this much trouble. And zoom in. I've actually got goosebumps, ladies and gentlemen, right now. You don't need to literally zoom into my ugly face, but the point is, this is real. I'm not up here on the air just saying this because it's sensational. Reality is sensational. If I wanted to be on 500 radio stations instead of 160-something, I would have shut up a long time ago and been a mainline kind of libertarian Republican, which now I've basically forced all of them to face reality, and they've become me instead of me becoming them. I call that total victory in the info war at that level. Now we're going to win the other big victories. And I'm on a power trip, by the way, realizing that we've leveraged, with DrudgeReport.com helping us as well, right there at the heart of it. And I hate to even admit that because the enemy knows that and freaks out about it every day on national television. But the point is, and WorldNet Daily and now Glenn Beck's really getting on board and not making fun of us anymore. I deserve an apology from Glenn on a lot of fronts over the years, but I don't even care. I want to see everybody wake up. Rush Limbaugh talking about our government running Al-Qaeda, staging chemical attacks. I go on big syndicated shows all the time, like Man Cow and others. And now the callers, the listeners, the general managers, the network heads, they're all freaking out because they get this is all real. It's happening. It isn't a game. And you got a bunch of Republican collaborators going along with this. And it's when I say this is real to myself, I get chills. You're supposed to get chills when you realize the bad guys have absolutely taken control. And those chills are your body getting ready for war, ladies and gentlemen. That's your body flipping the switches for combat. I mean, that's what it is. And I'm not going out in a physical combat. Never for an attack. Knowledge and defense is you know what I use my aggressive killer instincts for. And I use my killer instincts with the truth in the info war as viciously as I can. Just firing the truth at the enemy over and over again, never backing down. And the fact that we have been able to leverage the libertarians, the conservatives, the real Tea Party, and now even what I'd call libertarian left, to now wake up, and it's happening fast. Obama, it now has a 28%, 29% in a fake Gallup poll. It's more like 19%. Even his own acolytes are now realizing what's happening, and they've got major general after major general after major general after major general. By the way, I could have gotten Boykin on 6 months ago, former head of Special Forces, incredibly highly decorated, and for some reason he wanted me personally to call him and set it up, and I never did it. Now John Bowne's in there calling him. I just remembered I'm supposed to call Boykin first. Yeah, you're getting his answering machine? Yeah. No, I was given a window in February to get him on, and I didn't do it. And I was supposed to call him first because I had some folks reach out to me that work with him, that have made a film with him. So just I remind me at the end of the show, I just had that epiphany, or that I just remembered I need to call Boykin. The point is that, and again, the word from Boykin then was that that's what was going on. And you see, I'm almost blind because I'm so close to this and so hyper aware that there's a blind spot when you're hyper aware where you become comfortable with all this stuff and then it's not even threatening anymore. And that's actually the psychological warfare they use on the general public. You ever wonder why they put in movies what they're planning before they do it? They admit so your subconscious is prepared. Well, it's the same thing. I'm consciously and subconsciously lived with this for so long. And the reason I talk about myself is I know you've lived with this so long, military people, police, FBI folks that are being trained in all this, that even though you don't like it, they think that when things get bad enough, just under the peer pressure, you will go through the motions and carry out this treason. Even when you know the false flags that are going to happen don't add up. But I've always known it's key to assault the false flag, because even if some of these events are real and stuff happens and I go, oh, that's got to be real. And then it comes out, it's a false flag. And I'm like, well, I guess that they are false flaggers. They stand to gain from it. This is the history of it. I guess. I mean, what do you expect? Boston bombing, total false flags with set up patsies, just unbelievable mountains of evidence. This new TSA thing. It all points towards it, the pre-scripting, the readying, the drills, the different stories, the guy in the TSA uniform. I don't know, though. We haven't, I mean, we've searched our system. This guy never bought anything from us. This guy was never emailed us. We searched everything. We spent an hour yesterday going through every database of people that have ordered, folks that have emailed us. We searched all that stuff, and the supposed person that went and shot the people. He's never trafficked with us. So he's had no truck with us, as they say. But I had AP calling me and every other thing you can imagine in the last few days, you know, wanting to get quotes and things. And I just tell them, I say, look, make up whatever you're going to make up. It's not that I don't respond to and, you know, we got no comment from Jones, like I'm scared or I got something to hide. I just tell them, look, make up whatever you're going to make up. And I hope you enjoy what happens when everything implodes. And they're like, don't you want to respond to this? And I'm like, no. Make up whatever you're going to make up. And I sent a local newspaper digging around trying to make stuff up. I just said, look, the stuff you're trying to bring up from 15 years ago is made up. Make up some more stuff. There's my response. It's not that I didn't respond. I said, you're not credible. You're state-run media. Go to hell.
I mean, Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He has 300 million people that have watched him on YouTube. And that sort of fringe, arch-conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is being tapped into.
No, you are deeply pushing racial division and hate my guts because I'm a unifier. They blew Malcolm X away as soon as he stopped being a racist and came out for people to come together under liberty. They do not want us coming together, witch. And you're up there with a playbook. They got a playbook literally preying on their viewers. People need to know that. You watch MSNBC, they are preying on you, just like a white trash Klan leader preys on the local people in their area. We'll be right back with the big news. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Every day it becomes more clear our nation is headed towards an uncertain future. Nothing can ensure your family's security like an Atlas Survival Shelter. The strongest money can buy and designed to be buried up to 42 feet deep with all the comforts of home and all the protection you need. Bulletproof hatches, tamper-resistant air pipes, and a unique ground design that'll withstand a bomb. See them today at IWantThatBunker.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
So, officially close to 200 top military commanders, 111 in the Navy only, so it's well over 200 actually, but the World Net Daily List says 200 top officers have been removed. And here's the big issue. If they were removing them and giving reasons, it would still be suspicious because it's a record number. The Associated Press reported 2 weeks ago, and Gucciardi reported on it, when they fired the top nuke commander. When they fired the top nuke commander, the Air Force Major General, when they fired him, and they fired his adjunct under him just a few weeks before, and then they also fired a top naval commander over the next, an admiral. AP said that the White House did not want it known he'd been fired. They did not want the firings to be known, and that it had been leaked to them. And talking to my high-level military sources, most of them that won't come on, a few of them have come on, like Colonel Schaefer, and then he gets reamed out because he's still connected to the Pentagon, you know, when he says too much and is threatened to not come on this show. But I've got a lot of others that won't come on the show, and they are basically completely freaked out and just feel like the American people, half of them are on welfare, and they know how collectivism works. But let me break down how coups operate generally. You generally have a soft coup at first where an elected leader like Hitler or Obama gets elected. Hitler gets elected in 1933. He then had a loyalty oath, and publicly for the entire German military, the Army, the Luftwaffe, the Navy. And that's historical. It's all on record. And then hundreds of top generals and admirals and then sub-officers were removed because they were not seen as loyal within about a month after that. And then a few months after that, there was the firebombing of the Reichstag. And Hitler didn't go after his political enemies first. He went after the SA, which had been the street thugs, well, it's a fact, a homosexual cult under Ernst Röhm. That's a historical fact. They say about half the SA were gay. There's books written about it, the Pink Swastika. And that was the group they used to get control. A lot of them were former prisoners, but also former highly decorated soldiers from World War I, led by Ernst Röhm. And they killed them all in Night of the Long Knives. Ernst Röhm, they took him into a jail cell. The SS walked in and he screamed, "Heil Hitler," as they kept shooting him. He flopped around on the ground saying, "I love you, Adolf Hitler. I love you, my sweetie cake," basically, with blood spraying everywhere, because Adolf Hitler was obviously bisexual and had a lot of fun with Ernst Röhm. So Adolf had his boyfriend killed. That's on record, by the way. That came out in the Nuremberg trials. And in 1967, they declassified the Hitler files in the British dossier, The Mind of Adolf Hitler. So anyways, let me just go back into how this works, just using the Hitler model, which is standard throughout history, including Julius Caesar, you name it. First, they come in and they have a soft coup and a loyalty deal, and they assess who's doing what. Then they come out and they start, you'll hear about suicides of top generals everywhere. People they've kicked out who they think might be able to organize a resistance. And then they'll go after the talk show host and the Congress people. And a lot of Congress folks will grovel and go along. They're going to be killed. I'm not joking, by the way. In a matter of days, they're going to track people down and kill them. Of course, the problem is everybody's armed. Everybody knows it's coming. That's not going to go too well for the DHS mercenaries they've hired and the big armored vehicles they pre-deployed to go take out folks on a list. Because you may get the first wave of people. Then once you've attacked, it becomes offensive-defense strategy. And all the special ops people said they're just going to go after the tip of the spear, the military and police trying this. I'm not even going to get into all this. The point is, anybody who knows about this kind of stuff knows what this is going to look like, and it is not going to be pretty. And I just want to be clear. I'm political, and I'm here covering what's going on as an American, my country, under the Bill of Rights Constitution, but under the Geneva Convention, has been usurped, has been overthrown, under Declaration of Independence. I have full authorization to do whatever I want militarily, but I'm not a military person. I'm sure I could take care of a couple people, but that's not what I do. I'm in the info war. I will defend myself and my family from aggressors. And that's my, again, right under common law, common sense, and U.S. law. But we are just getting down to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where this all has to be discussed, because we are about to see, and all the indicators are, Obama is going to try a red takeover. And again, a lot of people say, oh, no, that's coming down the road. It probably will come down the road. We're probably going to back them off. But people need to know, if we don't get real serious, this is going to happen. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I haven't broken down how most slow motion coups take place historically. The globalists don't want to have a third world coup where it's just overnight. That's too obvious. Because after all, we're such a free country. But you're seeing the rollout against free speech, the rollout against families, the rollout against guns, the rollout against Christians, the political enemies list with the IRS and others persecuting mainline Tea Party and Christian groups, the military being told you'll be arrested if you're an evangelical or a Tea Party and give money to these groups. I mean, Obama should be impeached right there. That's Southern Poverty Law Center showing what authoritarians they are. These people are not for equality. They are for converting us to their culture of no morals so we will accept being run over. This is social engineering. This is a plan. And you've got well over 200. WorldNet Daily says 200. It's well over 200. Top military brass being purged. And the big issue is, they, in most cases, they won't say why, and then they give them orders under national security to not say why. And then I talk to high-level brass, and they say, no, it's the litmus test. Will you do gun confiscation during a collapse? And they're pre-deploying the troops. They're training them for unprecedented riot control. They're training them the Tea Party's their enemy. That's in Forbes and AP. I mean, it's all there is my point. It dizzies my mind to try to think of all the public intel. I mean, it is more than 100%. Documented. And you say, well, how can it be more than 100%? There's so many angles to it, so many different plans within plans they've got. There's like 500, 600% proof because there's different battle plans and different variants and different stratas and different competing globalist groups and different operations. It'd be like if a coach said, I'm trying to get you outside one-dimensional thinking or two-dimensional thinking, folks. It'd be like if a coach said, yeah, we've got one play in the playbook. That's one-dimensional. They got a whole playbook of stuff. And we've got all their different plans. People say, well, that's just plans. Yeah, these are unprecedented plans. And the enemy isn't the Russians. It isn't the Chinese communist. It isn't. No, it's the American people, folks. Their own battle plans, their own main mission statements in Stars and Stripes and Army Times and everywhere is that the American people are the enemy. And now there is an unprecedented in 236 years of U.S. history, gigantor purge of anyone who is not seen as a total communist. And they are putting absolute politicos in their place that are giant Democratic Party operatives on record. And then they're putting them over all the federal agencies. And they're massively increasing funding to DHS and its militarization as a fifth branch of the military. And you've got Marine Corps colonels going public who then got threatened when they talked to the city council, so they haven't been heard from again. You know, I mean, folks, this is the real deal. And I want to tell all the retired military people something. You're not stupid. You know this. If we don't face this down right now politically and get really aggressive, I mean, banner hangs in your area, pirate radio if it's needed, going to public events, taking over public events peacefully to make a big scene. If men of leadership and women of leadership, I can't do the leading around here. Okay, I'm doing as much as I can at 40 years old. I've been in this fight 20 years, 18 years on air. I've got a lot of skills, but I don't have them all. I can't do this. People aren't just going to hear this by osmosis, and then we're going to get out of this. We need the other talk show host. This hit me this morning. The last few years, I've publicly said to all the other big talk show hosts that attack me and stuff, I'm not in competition with you. I'm in competition with tyranny. I want to restore the republic. I don't want to be a slave. This is really scary. Please, the New World Order is real. The FEMA camps are real. The plans are real. Here's the evidence. I sent it to folks like Limbaugh, Beck, packages of info, and I haven't talked to them, but I've talked to some of their people off and on, and they now are freaked out and know it's all true. So that's good. But we need to get the so-called liberals to wake up who aren't evil and who've been conned and admit you've been conned. Listen, this is not going to be good for anybody. And I'm not up here taking credit saying, look what we've done. I'm just a guy from Texas that learned about tyranny, got upset about it, and started fighting it. And that example is you can do a lot more than I've done, especially former military generals, especially doctors that have been the heads of societies, lawyers that are prominent, journalists that have been prominent, anybody, pastors. It's time to understand there's a foreign globalist takeover. And we need to mobilize in free speech and expose the tyranny and say we need a Bill of Rights culture again, and anything against that, whether it's Democrat or Republican, is the enemy. We need to come together, and they're going to go, racist, 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 just to change the subject. She'll go, I'm not a racist, even though it has nothing to do with it. It's meant to just get you to change the subject. You just say, you're trying to create division. Let's come together. Everybody can feel it. Obama's losing about 5 points a week right now, and here's why I'm so worried. Let me tell you how the coups work, generally, in a major civilization, not a third world country. We don't really have flash coups here, but at the end it becomes a flash coup. They do a litmus test with the military, kick a bunch of people out, then they stage some big terror attack or event, and a bunch of top generals suddenly get killed. And you hear, oh, yeah, the general died, or he got shot in the chest, he committed suicide, or he got run over. And you go, man, there's like 20 of them in one day. And then they'll kill like 20 or so just to see what happens. And then if people don't freak out and go out in the streets then speaking out, then they kill 500. And then, oh, well, there were some arrests made. There were some people planning terror attacks. And then a nuke goes off. Or a bioweapon gets released and everybody's panicking. And yeah, it was the right-wing alliance with Al-Qaeda. And you're like, that makes no sense. The right-wing in this country is Islamophobic, as it said. Totally, it doesn't matter. All the Pentagon public training is that the Tea Party is going to merge with Al-Qaeda. And you're like, that doesn't make sense. The Obama supporters will absolutely buy it. Okay? If we haven't gotten to them first and explained how this works to them. Because they'll be so scared when a major city's got a smoking low-yield nuke go off in it, or a bioweapon, or a chem weapons released. I'm telling you, the script, they operate like everybody's brain dead. So the scripting and the pre-programming on something this big is like a D-Day invasion or rollout, okay? I mean, it's an invasion against liberty. And so the rollout's there, we just don't know when the attack's coming. Okay, I mean, we're having drills. The Tea Party's going to come shoot people in the line. And you saw that on the news to get weak-minded people to think about that and implant that. If they implant that in 315 million people, will a mentally ill person go shoot up? See, that's one way they can false flag is mind control. The public is so highly suggestible, you put that in movies, TV shows everywhere the last 6 months, that the Tea Party's going to go shoot up TSA. And now, whether they staged it in a drill and killed some innocent guy and had a shooter up in the, you know, up in the ceiling tiles, you know, shooting people. I mean, that's how they can do it. I'm just speculating how they could do that from past operations we've exposed and reverse engineered. Or they just put out somebody's going to shoot TSA, and then a weak-minded person gets the suggestion put in their mind and goes and does it. Or it's a low chance people are mad by the tyranny and wrongfully went and did this. You push people, you push the wrong people, they're going to push back. That's why they're giving the cops orders that are meant to make the public push back. Because if you were a globalist offshore banks that financed the Bolshevik Revolution to take that over, the ultra-rich financing Bolshevik takeovers, how would you take down America? Exactly as they're doing it. This is the only way. Get the public dependent, divide and conquer them. Start a purge of the military, a soft purge, ahead of the false flag, blamed on libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, anybody that you know doesn't like the foreign takeover, the banks, read any Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL demonization list, that's their enemy. That's who they're going to come after. And you'll also see the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others, right before they do this, guaranteed, everybody who lives around these installations, you need to be watching them. If they all pull out and the parking lots are empty on a weekday and it's not a holiday and the cars are gone a few days, they've all gone to Europe or something to sit this out. That's another deal because they're expecting those installations to get hit. I'm telling you, folks, this is a war, okay? You are in a war right now. You are living in the attempted takedown of America. They've already used us to build the global empire, to set up the corporate New World Order. They've already got us to the bankruptcy point. They've deindustrialized us. They're shutting our power plants off. The student loan bubble's about to bust. The real estate market's about to bust. The commercial real estate market is about to bust. Mainstream news, CNBC's reporting, rich families are leaving the U.S., hoarding cash. I forgot to play that yesterday. Give me that video, please. I mean, it's all there. Thousands of data points. And then you get the manuals, and it's 100% for war with us. It's not me telling you this is my opinion. We have got people that absolutely hate us. Anybody who loves freedom, anybody who's Christian, anybody who's a gun owner, anybody who's got property, who isn't part of the mafia global system, we are the enemy, folks. They want to crush this country once and for all, and they will crush the military and police. They keep saying foreign troops are going to be used. No, that's later. They've got mercenaries on record. They're deploying with top secret security clearances by the thousands in each state, armored vehicles, tanks, weapons, flamethrowers, missile launchers, drones. The military has over 50,000 drones. 25,000 of them are sitting there waiting with strike points prepared for the Civil War. And it doesn't scare me because they're not going to be able to stop anybody. But the whole point is, and they can't even hold Iraq or Afghanistan with these things. So the whole point is, though, is that, I mean, they really are looking for this. So you have a soft coup over the general, start removing the ones you're really worried about. Then the stage the false flag of the crisis. Then wipe out your opposition in a week or so. Stage more events. Pose that you're going to save everybody if you do what the state-run media says. Then they move into the next phase. Probably start some new military war, some conflict overseas, too, to get us to be patriotic. Do what you said, because, you know, the Tea Party struck with al-Qaeda at the same time, and we're fighting them overseas. And it won't matter if they're attacking Shiites or the opposite of al-Qaeda. They'll just say it's al-Qaeda. I mean, that's how they operate. And then those other key data points I was going to go through. So as all this unwinds, then the military and police, they find out who's who. We all kill each other in a 2-3 year civil war. Obama's the new Abraham Lincoln. It's all been tested, all been put out. I told you 6 years ago, he'll be the new Abraham Lincoln. I could see that iconography. I could see the archetype. I could see the programming. And now, ladies and gentlemen, you notice they're saying, well, if you want to nullify stuff, if you don't want to do Obamacare, if you don't want to do this, we'll just march troops in. Well, you know, if you don't, if Texas bans the TSA, we'll just put F-16s in the air and F-18s to force down all aircraft. It's already there. And look at all the other bold stuff they've done. It can happen here. It is happening here. Now, here's the good news. Well, let me finish this, then I'll get to the good news. We all kill each other in a civil war, wipe things out. Everybody's just tired of it, wants it to end. And then they bring in the International Stabilization Force. Oh, my gosh. And first it'll be European troops that folks are historically more allied with, not just because they're European, but because we think of, you know, Europeans as being pro-America. It's going to be British. It's going to be Dutch. It's going to be German. It's going to be Australian. Hey, mate, because I've been to these drills where they practice occupying San Francisco and occupying Alabama. And it's foreign troops training to take over our neighborhoods with the Marines that have been questioned and will follow the orders. So it's foreign groups, foreign platoons, and then brigade level after that, led by Marines, led by Army, led by military police, and led by mercenaries, and FBI squads and ATF squads, just like you saw in Katrina, all broken up in different squads, mopping up. But they're going to first have the police and military get wiped out in a civil war with gun owners. And I don't know what you do when they come to take your guns. I mean, I more and more think you bury most of your weapons, you turn in what they want there, you have to kill a bunch of cops and military. And I'm not saying turn your guns in. I'm just really trying to think how the Civil War doesn't happen. But then they're going to try to take you in and interrogate you and take your family. And it's just, you can't help it. You try to avoid them. You try to wake them up now. I mean, you better be talking to police and military right now before Obama orders them to march in against us. This is so horrible. And then they're going to sit up there and laugh and eat popcorn in Europe and overseas while all this is going on. This is so funny to the New World Order, what they're doing right now. By the way, this is like a 6-minute clip or whatever, but we're not going to have time to air it all. But, you know, the news said, I am making it up that there's a New World Order, and that's a corporate world government, even though they brag that's happening. Here's a few clips of world leaders talking about a New World Order. But if I talk about it, and some guy that shoots a TSA agent, allegedly, has this in his bag, it's my fault. And now Ron Paul's fault as well. Here it is.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a New World Order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct.
This is actually the law of the jungle they have over us.
When we are successful.
And we will be.
And we will be. We have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision.
By the way, they just invaded Central Africa.
It is a big idea.
UN offense.
A new world order. A world in which there is the very real prospect.
But it's okay because Obama's black.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once, and hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
So that the problem of the Bush presidency will be the emergence of a new international order.
Within the next 4 years, we will see the emergence of a new international order.
The beginning.
It's already happened. World currency being announced.
The pieces are in flux.
SDR right now.
Settle again. The before they do,
the Chinese yawn at the center.
Let us reorder this world around us.
I think its task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
That's Kissinger on Obama.
It isn't just a crisis.
It's about the future of Europe and a new world order.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
All we've got
but
to do
today, with Asia already out,
is realize
India and China are clearly becoming part
that we are under
of
attack.
Our new order.
We are now facing a common challenge, and the challenge is how to build a world order. For the first time in history,
total global,
on a global basis.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
The end of the family. The end of
the
everything.
The task we have now,
brace yourselves,
is to actually create
enemy.
A new world order.
Enemy operations are now going into high gear.
Obama and British Prime Minister Gordon today.
Red level, folks. They are not playing games.
Global economic crisis.
We're going to be right back.
The president outlined his vision of a new world order.
But again, none of this exists. There is no new world order.
You've got to give them a stake in creating.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I literally have several hundred incredibly important news articles that I will blitz through in the first 30 minutes of the next hour. I'm going to do it. I'm going to focus. I'm going to cover it. But it's hard to get into anything else when you know there really is a military coup going on. And when you study history and then you see their own manuals, just watching it from afar, you know we're in trouble. But when you actually look into then the training and that it's not even hidden, no wonder the military's freaking out. And it seems to only be the military that is really freaking out about this. So I will open the phones up in the third hour today, so you've got other guests and breaking news coming up in the next hour, for active duty military and police. Because now it's reached a crescendo of debate under the new training. The state police, you know, have spoken out in places like Colorado, but they tell them, you may have to take guns from all Christians. And the state police, you know, came out 6 months ago. They get sort of getting out of their chairs going, is this a joke? What? They're like, no, it's not a joke. Now sit down or give me your resignation. I mean, right there, that's authoritarianism. That's Soviet Union, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's light years ahead of anything I can imagine. You know that family in Colorado where their daughter and other girls, there was a guy in there looking at them through the bathroom stalls who said that he was, you know, transgender or whatever? And the point is, it's just a way for people, in many cases, that want to push folks around to dominate. Now the police told them, we're watching you, and we might arrest you for hate. And now Swedish cinemas take aim at gender bias with a new test to make sure that it promotes feminism. And see, soon you won't be able to get on the air. This is their plan unless you promote what they want. In Europe, they're making it illegal to criticize their brand of feminism, which means women running everything with the state as their man, which is the slave model. Oh, yeah, the house slaves in Rome and right here in the South were women. Women running things. They were the foremen. You never see that in all these fake movies like Roots and stuff. You know who actually was cracking the whip? About a 350-pound woman. That's a fact. Black woman. That's who's out there with that whip. You get that work done right now. That's your feminism right there, baby. The Romans had that. Don't think that came from just invented for black folks. You're going to learn, though. Everybody's going to learn real good how all this really works. Where my dad picked cotton when he was a kid, and his parents would send him over to the neighboring farm to do it, it was white people and black people picking cotton. And do you know who all the foremen were? 350-pound black women. All right, I'm done. I'm going to leave it right there. Okay, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen. We've got this big news on Fukushima coming up. This is with the physicist and scientist David Suzuki. We're going to break this down coming up. Let's go ahead and go out with this clip.
Three out of the four plants were destroyed in the earthquake and in the tsunami. The fourth one has been so badly damaged that the fear is there's another earthquake of a 7 or above. That building will go, and then all hell breaks loose. And the probability of a 7 or above earthquake in the next 3 years is over 95%. Now, what they've got in there is 1,300 rods of spent fuel that have to be kept in water all the time. And they have no way of getting it out. And as you know, they're pouring water in, and that water's leaking out. And now they've got this cockamamie scheme of trying to freeze the soil so it'll form a frozen wall. They don't know what to do. And the thing we need is to get an international group of experts to go in with complete freedom to do what they suggest. And right now, the Japanese government...
We're going to come back with the rest of this in the second hour. Please stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.